help us to commence this evening with hymn number 40. How blessed is the season at which we appear. Bow down, sense and reason, faith only reign here. 'Tis heard by mere nature with coldness and scorn that God, our Creator, an infant was born. Number 40. help us to read from the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Genesis 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence, of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
most merciful and gracious God. Now we need thee now to teach us how to pray and what to pray for as we ought. Oh, we seek, dear Lord, for thy divine help as we gather at this evening hour. No, we pray as those did that journeyed to Emmaus, that thou would abide with us, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent. Oh, we do pray that we may know a little what they experience, for thou didst go in and abide with them. And may we be favoured with a sweet and sacred sense of thy blessed presence this evening. May thy house be to us the house of God and the gateway to heaven. May we be drawn away from the things of time and have a glimpse by faith of Jesus only. No, we would come with the desire of those Greeks of old when they said, Sir, we would see Jesus. Oh, do empty us of ourselves, Lord, and empty us of this world. Oh, do empty us of all carnal religion. Who bless us, Lord, with that real religion that's more than notion. And oh, that thou wouldst fill us with thyself. Oh, we seek for grace to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. We may be as nothing, and the precious Jesus, the all and in all. And, O Lord, we do pray thou wouldst speak to our souls. For thou hast said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Oh, we pray that we may be real followers of a meek and lowly Jesus. And, O Lord, may thy word be applied to us this night with divine power. Lord, we do thank thee, thou hast the power. Thou alone can supply the word. May thy word be life and power to us. Oh, thou help us, Lord, to lean hard upon thee, to look unto thee, give us that faith to Lord, that singleness of eye. We may be ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And, O Lord, do help us to cast all our cares, our many burdens, our many concerns into thy hand. And oh, we pray thou wilt manage all for us by the way and to the end. And, oh Lord, we would come confessing our many, many sins. And oh, it's how our sins and our iniquities testify against us. And oh, that we may be like the dear publican who smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, how we need thee to blot out all our sins, all our transgressions. And oh, that thou wouldst wash us in the precious blood of Jesus. We may be made white in the blood of the Lamb. And O Lord, may each burden since exalt tonight have that sweet assurance from heaven that thou didst suffer, bleed and die for them and for us, Lord. Oh, that we might know personally, each of us, Lord, our pardon signed and our peace procured. Oh, we seek thy blessing upon us each at this season of the year, Lord. Oh, may we be led by faith to view our precious Jesus. And may he be to us the one thing that is needful, the altogether lovely, and the chiefest among 10,000. And O Lord, how we need thee to prepare us for thy will. Lord, none of us know what a day or an hour will bring forth. Oh, that we might be ready, waiting for thy coming. That we may be clothed in thy glorious righteousness. Lord, we do seek that thou wilt seal pardon to each sin-sick soul. And oh, do clothe us, Lord, with that glorious robe. We pray for faith to believe. Lord, we seem so often so faithless, so prone to unbelief. Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant us a grain of that faith that is given to dear Abraham of old, who believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Oh, that we might have a grain of that faith, Lord. And do help us, Lord, to believe. And may we be true believing sinners, believing in thee with all our heart, as the jailer did. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt work and call many by thy grace. May there be an awakening of many sinners round, even in this village. May almighty love arrest yet many. Lord, the power's thine. Oh, that thou wouldst quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me, or I die. Oh, we do beg, dear Lord, for thee to work in the dear babes, the dear children, the dear young people. May thy grace be wrought in each of their hearts. May they be given a real appetite for the truth as it is in Jesus. For thou hast said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And oh, that there may be that real hunger for the truth in these solemn days. We beg of thee, Lord, to lift up those that are cast down, that thou wilt set at liberty those in bondage, that thou wilt grant healing and restoring to each sin-sick soul, that those that are afflicted in body, Lord, we pray thou would heal them if it's thy holy will. But if it's thy will that affliction should abound, we do seek for grace to bear it. And O Lord, I do remember those full of fear. Oh, that thou wouldst grant them a fear not from thyself. Thou wouldst take away all their fears. Lord, do come to are those that feel to be at the ends of the earth. You help them to look, as Jonah did again, toward thy holy temple. And oh, may it please thee to come to those that have got impossible things. Grant that faith to believe that nothing is impossible with thee. Lord, do help the deacons and guide them and direct them and bless them. And bless the hymns that they give out. And may there be those times of sweet flowing together between pulpit, desk and pew. Lord, may it please thee yet to constrain others to follow thee, both here and in our own flock and throughout Zion. Oh, may thy people be made willing, thou hast said, in the day of thy power. And oh, we pray that thy constraining love may yet constrain others to take up their cross and to follow thee. May there be real travail in the churches, Lord. For thou hast said, when Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Do bless each of the dear families here. Remember them each at this sacred time of the year. And oh, may we ever be brought where the apostle was, to say, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Lord, we pray that thou wilt give us truly thankful hearts for thy goodness, thy mercies to us. Help us to love and praise thee more, to give thee all the glory and all the praise, that we are not in a deserved hell, we are not where hope cannot come. Lord, we have to say with dear Jeremiah, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, who bless thy servants and grant them gracious liberty in the preaching of the word. May that which is sown in weakness be raised in power. Lord, do come and comfort those that are mourning and weeping, and all thy bereaved people. Lord, do sanctify these losses to many, and there may be yet those born again, and that these solemn matters of eternity may yet be a tremendous sound to each of us and yet to many. Remember this guilty nation, Lord. We pray that thou wilt yet appear and overturn all those laws that are contrary to thy word, and put in the hearts of our leaders a desire to seek thee and to know thy will, rather than doing their own. We pray for thee to work and raise up men of heavenly wisdom, godly integrity, to rule our land. And more, may we yet see the wonders God alone can do. Do turn us, Lord, and we shall be turned. Save us and we shall be saved. And oh, do root out all the enemies thereof of the truth. Grant, we pray, there might be a godly, gracious generation raised up in this land, yet to seek thee and to serve thee. And Lord, do remember those that are persecuted throughout the earth, those in war-torn land. We pray for peace to be sent to those lands, if it would please thee. and deliverance to all thy persecuted ones. Hear the prayers that are put up by those that sigh and cry in many troubles, Lord. And oh, we pray thou wilt yet send peace. Lord, do remember all we would and should pray for. And do come, Lord, and help us this evening as we turn to thy holy word. We pray for a voice to speak, the hearing ear to thy dear people. And oh, that thou wouldst so work and so apply thy word, that that which is sown in weakness may be raised in power. Who cast out Satan, Lord, thou knowest how active and powerful the foe is. And we would pray with the hymn writer, do not tarry long. We ask thee to pardon what we've uttered amiss, make up where we so fail. So we would ask it all in that precious name that prevails above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 514. Oh, what matchless condescension the eternal God displays, claiming our supreme attention to his boundless works and ways. His own glory he reveals in gospel days. 514.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I again direct you to Psalm 118 and verse 24. Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Those of you present this morning will remember we look particularly at the blessed days the Lord had made, concerning the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus, and then of his sacred baptism, his sufferings, his glorious death and resurrection, and to the gracious effect that it had, this day that the Lord had made upon those on each occasion. But I want us help this evening to look a little in the characters in God's own word and too in our own soul's experience. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Firstly, let us consider the Lord's day. Remember, in creation the Lord formed the earth and the seas, the universe, in those 6 days. And he made a Sabbath day, a day to serve him. And oh, may we ever consider, as we rise on the Lord's day, that this is the day which the Lord hath made. That we might truly from our hearts seek him, serve him, honour him, bless his holy name. And that those Lord's days you can look back to today, which you can truly say, this is the day which the Lord hath made. He set it apart, you see, as a day to truly worship him. Let me just give you a beautiful illustration from God's word in this. You think of dear John when he was on the Isle of Patmos. What do we read? He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You know, I so often pray that as we gather for worship, as we venture to think of the holy day of the Lord, that we may be like dear John. Because then we shall prove this is the day which the Lord hath made. And he sweetly proved it. You see how the dear man was humbled, how he was blessed, and how he was favoured. And oh, may we know a little of the same. And as we think of the coming year, time is spared and we are spared. May there be these sweet days which the Lord has made, not only on the Sabbath day, but throughout the days of our life. It's been with me much since we left the subject this morning concerning dear old Jacob. And that is why we read together that sacred chapter in 28th of Genesis. You know, that was the day the Lord had made in the life of dear old Jacob. He never forgot Bethel, did he? where the Lord made himself known to Jacob as his God, his Saviour, his Redeemer, his all. I know you think too of other characters in God's word, but I'll come back to Jacob in a moment, because there were some precious days in the life of dear old Jacob, and how he's a beautiful illustration of God's dear children through the ages. But oh, you think too of a day that the Lord had made with the case of Saul of Tarsus. You know how he persecuted the Church of God and cast many into prison. Hated the name of Jesus, but the day was to come, the day the Lord had made, when he was to deal with him on that Damascus road. We know not all have a Damascus Road experience, but oh, do we not know what it is where the Lord has turned us from the ways and paths of sin to turn us to serve him and to seek him. And you look how the Lord made himself known to Saul of Tarsus. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. You know, he was to never forget that day, was he? You read through the Acts of the Apostles, how many times he goes back to it. It was the day the Lord had made, when he turned him from the ways of sin and of Satan to serve the living God of heaven. He could truly say what the dear psalmist did here: this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And oh, may the Lord so work in this solemn day that there may be such characters like Jacob, like Saul of Tarsus, brought to know the living God of Israel, whom to know is life eternal. And then you can go into the case too of the jailer. Oh, you look how it was a day that the Lord had made, when Paul and Silas were in that prison, and the Lord sent the earthquake, didn't he? You see, we sing in the hymn, don't we? All events are at his command. And you think how the Lord sent that earthquake. That didn't come by chance, you know. It was a day the Lord had made to work mightily in that jailer and turn his feet from the ways of sin to the ways of God. He cried out, didn't he? Like those did on the day of Pentecost. He said, what shall I do to be saved? And what did Paul and Silas say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And he believed, and all his. You know, the power of the Lord is still the same today as it was then. And oh, may we see the Lord so work that there may be many brought into the reality of this text. This is the day which the Lord hath made. But then think of, in that same chapter, the case of dear Lydia. How there by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, What did the Lord do? It was the day the Lord had made. She had her heart opened to attend unto those things spoken by Paul. Do you know what it is for the Lord to open your heart? Do we desire that he would? And show us what there is within. You know, the Lord showed her what there was in her. A sink of sin and unbelief. But he showed to her too her great need of a precious Jesus. She was in need. She needed a Saviour and a great one. What about you and me tonight? Oh, may we yet see such Lydias raised up today in Zion. You know, sometimes the work of God is gentle, sometimes it's severe. But there'll be a day that the Lord has made when he begins his work in his dear people. But to go back to dear old Jacob, I was troubled whether to read the 28th chapter or whether to read chapter 32, because in chapter 32 we have that wonderful account of Jacob in great trouble, faced with Esau's 400 men against him. However could there be good come out of all this? He feared for his life and the life of his wives and families. But you know, it was a day that the Lord had made. Esau hadn't come against him by chance, had he? The Lord was to bring dear old Jacob where he was alone. And how he had to tremble before the majesty of heaven. And rest there wrestled with him a man unto the breaking of the day, we read. And that blessed man was none other than the Lord Jesus. And oh, what did he say? Let me go, for the day breaketh. But what did Jacob say? I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And what did the Lord do? He blessed him there. You know. It was a day that Jacob was never to forget. He goes back to it on his dying bed, he does. Reminds Joseph and Ephraim and Manasseh of it. And what does he say? The God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel that redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Oh, that blessing of Jacob, you know, he was never to forget it. There are those days you can look back at this evening, which the Lord has made, when he so blessed you with his love, with peace in your soul, with pardon. He so filled you. You know, Jacob was never to forget Bethel, and he was never to forget the blessing of the Lord when he delivered him from Esau and those 400 men. And what was so wonderful about that, you know, Jacob didn't have to lift one finger, did he? In that battle, the Lord did it all. Maybe some of you that are faced with Satan and faced with your own deceitful heart and faced with unbelief, faced with many troubles, troubles of every shape and form. And oh, what a day it will be when the Lord delivers you from those troubles, Think of Jacob, the troubles that he came into in his family, in his circumstances. But let us go a step further with dear Jacob. You think of the deep trouble he came into in that famine. And then the trouble he had prior to that with Joseph being taken from him. He knew not whether Jacob was dead or alive. What a trouble it was to the dear man. It was a cross that he verily felt that he would carry to his dying day. But you know the Lord was to appear, wasn't it? There was to be yet a day which the Lord had made. But oh, look at the depths he comes into. In that famine. And then how Simeon was kept down in Egypt. And then they come to take away Benjamin. And he says to his brethren, doesn't he? Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And now they take away Benjamin. All these things are against me. But you know, it was a day the Lord had made. He hadn't come into that by chance. You may say, well, how could he come into the latter part of the text? We will rejoice and be glad in it. When could he rejoice? When the Lord had appeared and he could look back on it all and he could say, as the hymn writer did, my Jesus hath done all things well. But oh, you go into chapter 45, that's a very precious word there, isn't it? Some of the sweet days in the life of dear old Jacob that he was to never forget. This is the day which the Lord had made. The Lord was to sweetly assure him that Joseph was yet alive. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. And I will go down into Egypt to see him before I die. Oh, it was a blessed day that the Lord had made. But oh, let us go further. What do we find? When he made himself, Joseph, known to Israel. Oh, what a sacred day it was. It was the day the Lord had made. And I believe, you know, dear old Jacob, as he was favoured to see the face of Joseph, had a beautiful view by faith of the Lord Jesus. You know, Joseph was a beautiful type of the dear Redeemer. And what do we read? Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. Oh, what a blessed day it was, wasn't it? But you look at what he had to go through to come to that day. Some of you may be wading through things this evening, but all you consider, two things really. One is consider how the Lord brought dear father Israel, Jacob, to that place where the Lord made it known to him that Joseph was alive. Oh, the depths he waded through, but oh, look at the blessing at the end. His soul was full of the blessing of the Lord. And then secondly, when you look at your afflictions, your troubles, your trials, your temptations, you think of the dear Lord Jesus. His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? And you know, if you have a little view of both of those, it'll help you to go on. That the day will come when you will able to say as the psalmist, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. You know, when Jacob saw the wagons coming, he could truly rejoice and be glad. The day was coming when he would see Joseph face to face and see him as the one that had so been used of God to deliver them out of the famine and to provide for them. He saw Joseph as a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus. But then think of dear old Jacob on his dying bed. Oh, how the Lord so favoured him there in the land of Goshen. It was truly a day in his life that he would never forget, to be brought into that land. You see, everything was there what he needed. It was just as though heaven was begun below in the heart of the dear man. He'd known so much emptying, so much of the depths, but there in the land of Goshen, he was lifted out of it all. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Another thing that has been with me much today is this. So many of the Lord's dear people, especially in this solemn day, are in bondage, feel shut up. There are many, you know, that are bound because of sin, bound because of unbelief, bound because of Satan. The hymn writer said, and Satan binds our captive minds fast in his slavish chains. You look at those wonderful deliverances in the Word of God. They're left for the help and encouragement of God's dear children. My mind firstly goes to the case of dear Peter, when he was shut up in prison. Would he ever see the day of deliverance? Would he ever be brought out from all the chains that were on him, the bondage. Well, he couldn't bring himself out, nor could any man. But there's a lesson here for us. What were those that loved him doing? They weren't just sitting at home and saying, well, the circumstances are thus, we cannot do anything. They were ever at the throne of grace, pleading for his deliverance, pleading that he might be brought out. And oh, may there be much fervent prayer in secret and in public, the Lord would loose his people, because he alone can. And you look how he was to loose Peter. The hymn writer said, say to the wicked jailer sin, loose him and let him go. And you look how the Lord was to wonderfully fulfill our text. This is the day which the Lord hath made. And how the Lord sent his angel down into that prison, didn't he? As Peter slept between the two soldiers. And what did the angel say? Gird thyself. He awakes Peter. Gird thyself. Put on thy sandals. Follow me. The chains just dropped from him. It was a day that the Lord had made. And oh, how wonderfully, what does the Lord do? His angel goes before, through the wards, the first and the second, and then, I've often thought of it, you know, the gate to the city just opened of its own accord before them. How wondrous is the work of God. And oh, may there be many like Peter today, those chains just drop from you. Those chains of sin that you have. Think of those precious words, neither do I condemn thee. Go sin no more. And oh, with Peter, how the Lord wonderfully brought him out, you know, brought him to those in the house, and how they stood amazed and wondered at the goodness of the Lord. It was a day in the heart of dear Peter. He was not to forget. This is the day which the Lord has made. The Lord set him free. Think of what the Saviour said, if the Son shall make you free, then are ye free indeed. And the Lord knows just how to set you free tonight. Those that may feel bound on every side. And when he sets you free, your heart will be free from all the bondage that you're in. Loosed and let go. Just like Lazarus when he came forth from the tomb. You think of that precious day that the Lord had made. Not all the powers of death or of corruption which had set in. By this time Martha said, he stinketh. But the Lord overcame it all, and Lazarus came forth. And oh, think of those words, loose him and let him go. And oh, the joy there was in the heart of dear Martha and Mary. Remember, that house was one the Lord Jesus so loved. Oh, he did. And he loved to dwell there. This is the day which the Lord hath made. But then I want to look at the day of deliverances of God's dear children. You think, let's go back to the children of Israel. When they, the Lord delivered them at the Red Sea, it was a day the Lord had made. He alone was to put down all the enemies. And you know there may be many enemies that are plaguing you tonight. Enemies within our own hearts. You know, when many speak about enemies, they think of those around them. But you know, a man's enemies are the men of his own house, within his own heart. Our pride, our self-righteousness, the hidden evils of our hearts. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Oh, those hidden enemies within. Man doesn't see them. The poor sinner looks within and they see all these enemies. The hymn writer said, mighty enemies without, much mightier within. But how the Lord wonderfully delivered the children of Israel. Not only bringing them through the sea, it was the day the Lord had made. They were to stand still and see him work. And see him make a way, wasn't it? Some of you may need the Lord to make a way for you in providence. It may be in your soul. It may be concerning your exercises, your concerns. Look how he divided the sea and made a way for them. And they went through on dry land. But you look at the wonderful deliverance from the enemy. Those enemies were all to be destroyed in the sea. And they were to see them dead on the seashore. Oh, the wonderful salvation of the Lord, delivering. This is the day. You know, they could truly sing forth the praises of their God. Our text says, we will rejoice. One of our hymns speaks of that, don't we? And we will rejoice. And they got something to rejoice over. Now look in your heart tonight. If the Lord delivers you from all these enemies within and all the troubles you may be in soul, in circumstance, or whatever it be, your soul will rejoice. Oh, it will. And you look how they could sound forth the praises of their God, couldn't they? You go into chapter 15 of that sacred book of Exodus. After they were delivered, they could sound forth the praises of their God. They could truly rejoice and be glad. And this gladness is not just the gladness the world speaks of. It's pure heart gladness. Oh, it is. Be glad and rejoice. Rejoice and be glad. And then think of Hezekiah, how the Lord wonderfully delivered him from all the sin within his heart, from all the affliction, from all the Assyrian army. And oh, how the dear man could rejoice in that blessed deliverance. And then you can look in the case of Daniel, how the Lord delivered him from the lions. It was a day the Lord had made. You know, these days which the Lord has made in the life and experience of God's dear children, they never forget them. They're burnt in their hearts these days. their precious dyes, dyes of sweet deliverance. I delivered thee when bound, the Lord said, and when wounded healed thy wounds. And it may be for those of you need deliverance tonight in your soul and your circumstance. And oh, you think too of how the Lord brought Daniel up out of that den. Nothing could touch him there, you know. Safe was dear Daniel. The Lord had shut the lion's mouths. You know, there's many lions that plague the real child of God. We sing in the hymn, don't we? But many a lion is in the way found. And of course, that refers really to, particularly concerning that great enemy of the soul, Satan, who goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Let me just dovetail it with the dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus himself. You look how, and perhaps I should have mentioned it this morning, how after he had followed or set the blessed example to his followers to follow him in the sacred step of baptism, how he went into the wilderness and was tempted by Satan. But you look how he was wonderfully enabled to stand the fiery darts of Satan. And how can his dear tempted children stand those fiery darts? Only through him. Our captain stood the fiery test, and we shall stand through him. What did Daniel say? But my God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouths. You know, when the Lord shuts the lion's mouth in your heart and pathway, you'll be able to come in with this text and say, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. Look at the certainty. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And as we looked at this morning, the dear psalmist had this beautiful view of the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus into this earth. Born of a woman, born under the law. Come to save wretched, vile sinners. And oh, the psalmist could truly say, we will rejoice and be glad in it. But then think of the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. How wonderfully the Lord delivered them. It was a day the Lord had made. And they could rejoice and be glad in it. He brought them out without even the smell of smoke upon them. And just for the encouragement of those of you that go into the fire from time to time, like Job did. And there's a purpose of us going in the fire, thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. But oh, you look when the Lord brought them out. Just as he brought Job out. I thought about so much this afternoon, you know, the dear man when the Lord turned his captivity. As the streams of the south, like with the children of Israel, when he brought them out of Babylonish captivity, they could sing the songs of Zion once again, couldn't they? They could truly rejoice. And so did dear Job. And look at the blessing the Lord gave him in the close of his life. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And my great concern is that if we're spared into this coming year, that there may be these blessed days sweetly manifested where we can rejoice. Just one further thing before we leave it, and it's this. You think of the prayers that you put up in this past year or throughout your life. When can you truly say what's in our text? This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Those prayers in your poor heart that the Lord has answered over the years, or maybe even of present days, and you can truly rejoice. Well, let me use a brief illustration. Think of dear Hannah. When the Lord gave her Samuel, and she could truly rejoice in her God, couldn't she? You read the second chapter of her song of deliverance. The Lord had given her request. He'd answered her prayer. He delivered her from all her adversaries. And he'd favoured her in her soul. And oh, the wonderful day it was the Lord had made in her life and pathway and experience. This is the day which the Lord hath made. And when the Lord hears and answers your prayer, you'll be able to say this, just like Hannah could praise him. We will rejoice. But for your encouragement, there's a wonderful looking forward to this. You see, Hannah looked forward to this. As soon as Eli spoke to her as God's messenger, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition thou hast asked of him," the dear woman had that faith to believe what is in our text. We will rejoice. She believed it. She believed the Lord would give her a Samuel. And faith will look forward to this day, you see. It's like David when he said in Psalm 42 and 43, "I will yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." And he believed it, didn't he? And yet, oh, the sorrow, the cast down state he was in. And yet he believed the Lord would bring him out. Faith in gracious exercise. This is the day which the Lord hath made. May there be in our hearing times here, and the servants of God in the preaching of the word, that there may be those days where you can truly say, "This is the day which the Lord hath made." When he so appeared for you, provided for you, delivered you, set you free, enabled you to praise his blessed name. And then, of course, the day will come, like we mentioned this morning, of the dear dying thief, where that blessed day was to come when the Lord was to take him into glory. Tribulation's days were over. Think of dear old Jacob, all that he'd been through. He could lay down and die. Why? Because all he wanted was to be with a precious Jesus forever, and from the rivers of his grace drink endless pleasures in. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £740, for which we are very thankful. Mr. Pack, if God willing, expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And our friends at Fenstanton hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 730. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. 730.
Dear Lord, do come over the poverty of our poor feeble attempts. Do bless thy own word. May we not leave it all on the chapel doorstep. May there be those sweet days when we may rejoice and be glad in them. Do bless thy dear people at this sacred time of the year. May the peace of God rest in each heart, Lord. May we be favoured with a glimpse by living faith of a precious Jesus. Take us each now into thy kind care and keeping. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.